In 2020, when all hope for humanity seemed lost, two heroes emerged from the darkness, armed with only their beards and a love for whiskey. Together with one mission, they proclaim, from this day forth, Cranky and Rant shall leave no bourbon unopened and no whiskey unsipped. Welcome to Brothers with Beards Whiskey Night.
Fancy.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Well, yeah, I can adjust my...
Oh, no. My mic was not even where it should be.
Ow.
Whew. What'd you do today?
I should be ready. So what's up, man?
Nothing.
Nothing? Just,
not really, no.
What'd you do today?
I screwed around in the workshop, made some more. I bought some stain. It's called Aged Barrel.
Okay.
Anyway, so my shelves look kind of aged anyway, so I started staining those and coating them because I think they look better that way.
It's kind of like you stained your face and aged it.
I hope that I don't like that comment. What'd you do today?
Yeah, man, there's fires everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that picture you sent me or the video.
I'm so sick of like breathing in smoke, man. It's like all inside the house even. It's pretty shitty.
Yeah, I remember when ours was burning over here, that big Pine Gulch fire. It was just like, man, you couldn't see anything. Ash was everywhere.
Yep.
It smelled. Yeah, it sucked.
It gives me like a headache when you're out there, you know?
Yep. Allergies are bad, everything. Did you ever go look at that car or whatever? Did you get anything?
I'm still waiting to hear back. I'm like, whatever, dude. I'm guessing it's not working out, so whatever.
Oh, I gotcha.
I mean, usually when a week goes by or almost a week and you haven't heard nothing, then there must be some, who knows? I don't know. Just whatever.
Yeah.
More shit just annoy me, so.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah. See, now we're both in bad moods.
Yeah, fucking people, motherfucker.
Yeah, dealing with stupid people. Dealing with dumb kids. Everybody's got their problems. Bitching, I got to listen to them.
Yeah. And
bringing me down. I'm like, you don't think I got my own problems? My problems are more important than your dumb problems.
Yeah, I don't take that kind of shit real well. And I don't take people that are guests in my house being crappy to other guests in my house.
No, I wouldn't put up with that at all. I mean, that's just not cool. So...
Yeah, that's just intolerable to me. I'm like, well, you're all guests in my fucking house, even the kids. So I'm like, hey, either be nice or go the fuck somewhere else because I don't need that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the hell do you even have to be grumpy about? Like, seriously, what are you grumpy about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get
it. If anybody's got a reason to be grumpy, it's like me or you. We're paying for all this shit, and so they can be grumpy. I could be on a beach somewhere without having to do anything, spear fishing, eating coconuts.
In my fucking loincloth.
In my loincloth, yeah. But no, instead I got to like work a job and pay for bills and take care of all you and buy food. What else they got? I mean, seriously, they're young. So it's like your bones don't hurt. You can just move around. You're all nimble and everything. You don't have any like painful joints. Got all your hair. You're not gray. When you're going to sit there and bitch,
give
me something to bitch about. It's going to be my... boot right up your ass.
Exactly.
Then you'll have a legitimate complaint. You'll be running around with my boots sticking halfway out. Be like, between my cheeks. I mean.
I know. I buckled today. I about fell on the floor. My left knee popped really thing and it gave out. So I'm just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't have to worry about that shit. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
I was walking down the hallway, lost my balance and fell over.
And you hadn't even been drinking yet.
No, I'm 6 months away from needing one of them canes with like the claw feet thing on the bottom. You know, the 3 feet that come out and put in tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm just going to get a cane anyway, preemptively, you know, just.
It's not a bad idea because if you get a cane now, you'll be ready for it by the time you need one.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you don't look like you're like the new guy with the cane and you don't know what you're doing with it. You'll be very proficient with it if you just start now.
Exactly. And then when I need one, I don't have to go out and buy one. It'll just be there.
I'm thinking about skipping the cane. I might just go with one of those like walker things with the wheels because you can put gear and stuff up on the top.
Oh, that's true.
You got like a snack bag. You got like thing for your booze. And once you get a certain age, people don't even like, they don't even question you. If you just pull a bag out and start drinking, they're just like, leave him alone.
Yeah. He's old.
Yeah.
I know.
might put a thing in there so I could buckle myself in. So if I have to pass out, I can just kind of hold me up.
You know, I'm just gonna make one that has like a fold out seat.
Yeah, you know, like when you know, like when you got to go to Disney or something, you're watching those. I hate to say it, but those people probably could afford to lose a couple hundred lbs.
Yeah, yeah.
Those chairs, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of get jealous because I'm like, how come I don't get a chair? Like, I want a chair. It's hot as hell out here. It's hot as hell. It's people everywhere. They just drive around. They got that little horn, you know, and everybody's got to get out of their way.
Yeah.
I'm like, how come I don't get one of those? If anything, they're the ones that should be walking right now. I'm like, you should be walking for the next 6 months straight.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? You got a couple of people to lose. Body weight there, you know?
Yeah, oh, I get it.
That's what I think. You should give an incentive. I'm like, lose 600 pounds and then you get a chair.
Or, you know what? Lose 600 pounds, you can get a free ticket to the park and let those old people like you and me that are, you know, get the carts. We deserve them.
I just think like the only reason I don't use a cart right now is just because of peer pressure. Everybody's like, what are you doing in a cart? You don't need a cart.
Yeah, well,
I should get a fat suit. I'm gonna get one of those sumo fat suits they have on TV and just wear that next time I go to like Disney.
I like it. Well, a couple years ago, we were over in Denver for Dane's birthday, and everybody wanted to go to the zoo to see the Christmas lights at the zoo. Well, I had a huge bout of gout, so I literally couldn't walk, and so they gave me a wheelchair at the zoo.
You put a blanket on your knees to like on your lap.
Hells yeah, I did.
You're lucky I wasn't down there and saw you because we've got that pact. Like if one of us gets too bad that we won't let, you know what I mean? We just finish the other one off. Yeah. So you were just checking out Christmas lights. I'd have jumped off of the bushes and pushed you right into like the lion cage. It's like the lion dens down there.
Yeah.
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 You're like, no, I'm good. It's just gout. I'm like, I got you, bro. Boosh.
Yeah, so my youngest son was pushing me all around the freaking it was so funny. He launched me. He shot me out of the cart once. He like hit like a divot that he didn't see. And people are like, oh my God. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's all right. I just have gout. They're like, still, man. I'm like, we were laughing so hard. It was hilarious.
Gout.
Yeah, dude, gout hurts really bad.
Yeah, I just like the name of it though. Gout.
Yeah.
It's like when you tell people, most people don't really know exactly what it is. It's like, I got gout. You're like, you can't really argue it. I'm just going to start like, my shoulder's acting up. You know, I'm like, what's going on? I think I just got some gout. no shit. That's pretty bad. Yeah, man. Every time the weather turns, gout comes on again. Or like when my wife's telling me, yelling at me to do something around the house, I could just be like, I got my gout's acting up. I have gout all the time.
You would have.
Come on every weekend. Like, Sunday morning, gout's hitting me. And it ain't going to be over until the last night game.
Yeah. Then I got to put my foot up and I can't get my own drink. I can't get my own beverage. Can't do anything
with gout, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, can you bring me a drink here and some lunch? I'd get it myself. You know I would.
But
I got gout.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you should go with that because somebody sooner or later somebody will look it up and then
I gotta research how to like can I contract gout? Like if I hang out with you, can you pass it on to me if I don't have my
No, but how do they know? They're not getting there's no like gout test that they
can do. Be like yeah. So when Tim's gonna be like, how'd you get gout? I'm like, dude, I caught it from Dev. We don't have our masks on. It's stupid of us, I know, but yeah, I didn't know you could get it that way, but apparently you can. I got a really bad case of it. Doctor said it's permanent. Nothing we can do either.
Nothing. No cure for gout, man.
No cure. And you don't know when it's going to hit.
Yeah, you never know.
She's like, do you take the trash out? Ah! Son of a bitch, for gout's acting right in my back.
Here's a pretty safe thing about gout.
Yeah.
It's usually in your feet, in your hands, but you can't go waltzing around on it. It's not like, hey, let me just slip on a shoe or anything. You can't, I mean, it hurts. You can't walk on. I mean, it's terrible.
I mean, but how many people know that? I can be like, I don't want to be like gout in my knee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can essentially get gout anywhere you can get arthritis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you use it to your settings.
Yeah, I'll be like, ah, it's in my knee or it's in, or in my back. People are like, I don't think you get gout there. I'll be like, ah, it's Eastern Mediterranean gout.
I got West Nile gout.
I got West Nile gout.
I like it. Yeah, you should use that. No, nobody's going to question you, and they can't prove it if you do or don't have it.
Yeah, man, seriously, you're not allowed to ask people nowadays what's wrong with them. I find it offensive. I'm like, I got gout.
Why aren't you wearing a mask, sir? I got gout.
I got gout. Trust me, more than anything, I want to wear a mask right now, but I got gout in my neck, and it's fucking like I could die if I put one on. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
You're going to have gout everywhere.
Total random gout attacks.
Yeah. Happens yeah. in gout. The spur of a moment.
It's like the sound of gout.
I like it, too. It's good. You should go with that.
Yeah, I think it will. We'll try it out.
See where it gets you anyway.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then you're going to run into some doctor, and he's going to be like, oh, that's not how gout acts.
Yeah. You know what I'd throw in his face? Are you a gout doctor?
Yeah. I'd be like, what kind of doctor are you? Like, just because you're a doctor, you think you know everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, you don't know about West Nile gout, yeah. bitch.
I'd be like, obviously, you don't know about gout.
Duh.
Dumbass. What kind of doctor are you anyway?
Just start berating him.
Exactly. You just got to go on the attack.
You're a stupid doctor. You don't even know about gout.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And
I'm embarrassed for you. I don't know where you got your medical degree from.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, and I know about gout.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you about gout? Let me tell you about gout.
I'll be like, dude, I got Eastern Mediterranean gout. You'd be like, well, I never heard of it. And I'd be like, exactly my point, dude, so shut the fuck up. Okay?
Yeah.
Actually, you never even heard of it.
Yeah, EMG for those of us that have it.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited about this this compass box. So.
So now that we are trying our third compass box, Juveniles, it is a...
They should almost hire us at this point.
They should. Fucking A, man. And I ordered another one, so... This is a limited edition. So this is... So on the back, you have a bottle number.
I do.
Yeah, what's yours?
14894.
Yep, that's we have one of 14,800.
Yeah, dumbass. That's not the bottle number. That's just one of.
Yeah, one of. Well, you know what? I keep failing to bring up my glasses. So anyway.
Yeah, eye gout.
Limited edition, but it has this in the punt, which is the bottom, what?
I said, yeah, I know what the punt is.
I know, but some people don't.
Oh, right. Share that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the punt is the indention on the bottom that goes up into the bottle. You know, it's like concave. Anyway, there is a jingle bell.
There is a bell.
In there, which is kind of cool. It's very cool ass label. Compass Box has got the best packaging, man. They just do.
Yeah. I mean, their labels are kind of like little mini works of art. There's a lot of their product. Honestly, I would just save the bottles. I mean, some are better than others, but some of them are just incredible.
Oh yeah, they're freaking awesome, and no two are the same. For all you people out there wanting to make whiskey, take a lesson from Compass Box. Do good packaging.
Yeah, it's incredible. The only thing on this Juveniles is the print is so small on the back. It's micro print.
Yeah, it's fucking tiny.
Yeah, it's tiny, man. It's really tiny. So, but that's okay. Other than that, packaging's cool. So,
for those of you that can see really well, I mean, it's nice to have all this information back here, which is cool. So, because I couldn't read that, I actually brought up that information on my phone, just so I could read it. But
a quick rundown, a little bit. Just give me the Reader's Digest version.
All right, fine. Man, you're always so you don't want, though, then I do this really small thing. And then, so John Glazer was master blender for Johnnie Walker for many years. He left and decided that all his travels around the world, he wanted to make specific scotches that remind him of certain places. So, there's a story behind every blend he makes. So this one, Juveniles, is from a guy named Tim Johnston. So it is a bar or type of place in France. It's called Juvenile's Bistro à Vin. And it's a hangout for writers, spirit makers, winemakers, and what they call creators and hedonists. He has a scotch called Hedonist. So this is a blend of five whiskeys from four Scottish distilleries, and they're blended. And he just likes making weird barrels and different stuff. So
One's very unique, though.
Yeah, super unique. Different taste profiles, everything. So
yeah. All right. Well, cool. I think that's good. That's a good background on it. Good enough story. Yeah, and good color on this stuff. It's very light colored.
Yeah, it's very light.
Looks like a Pilsner almost.
Yes, very much. Very, very true.
Hopefully it doesn't taste like one.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, that would be bad. So
I mean, I'm not going to say that we're going to love every Compass box that comes down the road, but so far, so good.
Yeah. I think my least favorite I had was, what was that one? Spice Tree,
yeah.
Yeah, that I've had at least.
Yeah.
So good color on it, though. I mean, it's a little bit different.
It's very, very pale.
Very pale. Yeah, very, very light color. What proof is this?
92.
Okay.
Yep.
Definitely get floral.
Yeah, it's the first thing I get too, floral.
Fruit.
Any specific fruit or just like?
Well, it reminds me almost a little bit of like grape, like wine.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to do the hand thing.
Yeah, so if anybody didn't know, you can put a little bit in your hands, rub them together, right? Kind of breathe it in. I usually give it a second or two, kind of let that ethanol dissipate.
Yeah, people, it's not hand sanitizer, so you don't need a lot.
No, it's not. But I guess you could use it as hand sanitizer in a pinch.
Technically you could, but and then you got to wait till it dries, right? You got to get all the...
I do, yeah. I kind of rub my hands together a little bit. Like I said, let the ethanol dissipate out of there.
And then, yeah, cup your hands. And
I got like Fight Club going on out there.
I know, Dog Fight Club. Shit's going down. It smells still floral to me.
Yeah, I think it's just accentuating that. I just put some, you know, the problem is, though, is I had just put some product in my luxurious beard, and I might be picking up some of that scent.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah,
could be for sure. That was kind of stupid. Why are you putting on beard stuff before you go? What? I don't get that.
Well, there's no excuse for not looking your best.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying it. Neat.
Are you? You going in? I like it.
It's definitely more of like a traditional Scotch flavor that I'm getting taste.
Yeah, but I can see that. So he picked what? Five scotches from four distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't say where those distilleries are, highlands, lowlands, just he could get them wherever.
Well, it's certainly not peaty.
No, not. I get zero peat.
And, you know, I think we talked about it before in the past. I mean, scotch isn't necessarily my favorite whiskey. I have found quite a few scotches that I do enjoy, but I'm just like, in general, they're not. Probably the biggest problem I have with it, for whatever reason, a lot of times I'll get like that soapy taste or soapy aftertaste from it.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little bit on this, but it's not overbearing, but there is a little bit of it present for sure.
And I wonder if that's just, you know, like, isn't that the thing with cilantro too? What does it taste like to you?
Soap.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't know at all, but I know like I cannot stand cilantro. Tastes like might as well be putting a bar of soap in my mouth. Disgusting. Ugh.
And I thought you were full of shit, so I looked it up, and there are lots of people that have that with their certain foods that make things taste like soap. So,
well, I'm glad you thought I was full of shit. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just make shit up.
Start making fun of my gout, too, I guess.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to. I don't know. I like the taste. I think it's very light.
It is. Yeah, it's a light scotch. It's not, you know, it's not very, it's not a heavy drink. It's not a... I mean, it's kind of definitely get a little bit of like it's there's quite a bit of fruit, like a fruity taste to it.
Yeah, it's kind of soft and creamy.
Yeah,
it's got a hint of sweetness to it.
It does kind of seem like there like it's a little bit of like a creamy texture almost to it. Not texture, but like
Like mouthfeel. Yeah,
yeah, and it does kind of coat your mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's when I say creamy.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It kind of coats your mouth. Like it's light. I do get some of the fruit. I don't know if that's fruit kind of sweet flavor there, kind of mid palate.
Yeah. This reminds me of almost like drinking a wine.
How so?
Just reminds me of like some kind of wine. I would like some kind of white. What I don't know my wines, man. You know, like some of that white wine just tastes like ass. Not like it's not super sweet. It's just kind of like that. I don't. What kind of wine is that?
Well, Chardonnay is not sweet.
Yeah, maybe like a Chardonnay then or something. I mean, it's not like a very. It's not like a super strong Scotch where I'm drinking it and it's like, oh my god, like you know.
No, but you just compared this to a shitty white wine, so
yeah,
you must not like it very much.
Well, it's not my favorite.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I mean, part of it's like, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm not a huge Scotch guy. It's got like, I think my spectrum of Scotches I like is relatively narrow, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, I'm putting a cube in it just to, let's see.
I already did. I think this is a must chill.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, for me, I really enjoy it. I mean, I think it's super tasty, actually. I can get where... Maybe how you yourself would not maybe like it that much.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's not bad. There's nothing about it that I'm like is off-putting or offensive. Right. You know, it's fine. Uh-oh. You know, it's always bad when I say it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. That's my telltale sign.
I know. And now and then you get disinterested and then.
Oh, shut up. I'm not disinterested, man. I like it.
And then you're like, fine. Fuck it. Then you're like, hey, are we trying a second scotch tonight or a second whiskey?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'll let you take the lead this time. I mean, normally I'm all over it, but I mean, why don't you go ahead and you can give the, if you want a description of its flavor profile.
Well, like I said, I get that creamy mouthfeel, then I get some sweetness and I do get some of that fruit on the back end. You know, like right when I first drink it, I get... It goes sweet, and then I would say maybe I almost get like one like a rye-ish characteristic, and there's no rye in this. This is all malted barley.
I don't get any rye at all.
Yeah,
but that's okay though. I mean, everybody tastes different things. I'm just saying, but I mean, the first three you described, I would agree on, but yeah, I don't get any notion of rye out of this.
Yeah, I do. You know what I don't? I don't get much wood or oak or any of that.
No. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
No, I'm not saying it tastes like it. I'm just saying it reminds me of.
Okay.
The Jameson Distiller Safe.
Yeah, that wasn't your favorite either.
No. I enjoy the flavors that come from the barrels, you know, and the different types. And that woody, you know,
yeah.
Smoky char, if you want to call it, not overbearing, but I like that what you know what they that brings to your whiskey. And I'd agree with you. It does not. I'm just not picking up on any of that.
No, and I think what it is I think you actually just like more full bodied stuff.
I probably do. I actually, you know, I mean, I do like full-bodied whiskeys, and I really enjoy ones that have pretty complex flavor profile. But conversely, I also like whiskeys that might maybe only do a couple of flavors, but do them really well.
Right. You
know, but I like strong flavors and full-bodied, you know, bold flavor in my whiskeys.
Yeah. So in my – okay, so I know I'm going totally out of order here. So the first that like word association that comes to me, this is more of like elegant. It's soft, it's creamy, it's like an old gentleman's drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a different association.
Which yeah. is fine.
Yeah. I mean normally, you know, we kinda agree on stuff, but there's times when we don't, and that's yeah. okay. This is just
yeah, totally fine.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's good. It's an example of a whiskey. Two different people are tasting it and getting two different reads on it. Two totally different feelings or vibes from it. For me, this would be this reminds me of a dessert scotch.
So post dinner, right?
Yeah, like right. Dessert, not post dinner meal, and we're hanging out in the library.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's got that like the sweet, like desserty,
and the cream. It's light. You know, it's kind of like you just had a big meal. You want like just kind of like a light scotch or light whiskey while you're going to enjoy your tiramisu.
Yeah, actually, the more I have this, actually, the more I enjoy it. I actually really like it. I like the creaminess. I love the sweetness. It doesn't have much of a finish though.
No, and it, like I said, it's not bad. It is light. I think it to me, it reminds me, like I just said, a dessert drink, or I could have this as an appetizer. You know, before you sit down, before you're seated at your restaurant and you just want to have, you know, you're looking for a light drink. You don't want something really heavy, powerful, you know, before you sit down to dinner, something like it's one of those two. It's
so you're pre or post meal.
Yeah.
I can totally get.
I could probably, are you chewing something right now? I can tell you're eating like crunchy shit right now.
No, it wasn't crunchy shit. So I drank the rest of my ice cube. In fact, I almost died. So I'm just glad I didn't choke on the microphone here, because I didn't see the rest of that ice in there, and I just drank the rest of my whiskey and about shot an ice cube down my throat. So yeah, I had to chew it. Sorry, so I didn't.
I could almost add a little bit of water to this bottle.
Yeah.
And reseal the wax and give it to you for Christmas.
Wow.
But it would be ruined because I just told you my
exactly. And I think your resealing and waxing job would probably be minimal at best.
You'd probably notice.
Well, you know what?
What?
You have a scotch now that when you got guests come over and you're like, hey, you know, here's a super light body scotch.
I'm like, here, have some of my 200 and what was this?
This was 140.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Here's my $150 scotch.
Yeah. So, but you got to realize, like we say this every time, I thoroughly enjoy this scotch. I think this scotch is fantastic. I really like it.
Yeah, really? I don't think I'm being totally fair on it. It's not bad. I just don't find it very interesting, I guess. It's a little bit of a letdown compared to the other Compass boxes, I would say.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, when you were looking at the Compass box, we've had three now, and they are, not even, they have no similarities. Zero.
No, and like I said, I'm okay with that. But it's one of those things, like you basically have to buy the bottle and try it out, or you have to have, you know, listen to our show and find out what we have to say about it, because it's, you just don't know, you know. I would say, and they're all scotches, you know, that's the thing. So, and it's interesting, the Spice Tree, that was really a focus on the barrels, remember?
Yep.
So again, I mean, I liked it. It wasn't my favorite, but you know, between those two, I'd take the Spice Tree for sure over this.
Yeah. So, you know, so and then we got the Spaniard, which is also interesting because we love the Spaniard, our highest rated whiskey thus far. Spaniard was fantastic, but you know what's funny? It's the least expensive, and then Spice Tree, and then this. So the more expensive we go, the least we like it. But
it's one of those things. Yeah, and that's for sure. That's with plenty of whiskeys. You know, you just don't really know exactly.
Yeah, I know why this costs more. I actually know why. I mean, it's
the bell.
Probably has nothing to do with the packaging. Simply because
the bell.
It could be the bell.
A gold plated bell.
I like the bell. I thought it was a nice touch. Very playful. Because if you notice, there's this character on the front doing a cartwheel, and it's actually a jester covered, and there's bells all over him.
Yeah. And for you folks out there who don't know what a jester is, it's basically a clown.
Or rant.
No.
That guy's a clown.
The guy is a clown. Yeah.
Well, the more I get into this, the more I get out of it. And you're already like, fuck it, I'm tired of it. I don't even want it. I'm going to rewrack this shit. Give it to some shitbird.
That is not true. I'm actually having myself a second glass right now as we speak. So, you know, it's not.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you. I mean, we've had a few like that I can't even drink. You know, there's some whiskeys in the product that I'm like, wow, that is really bad. Like, that is not enjoyable at all. This, I mean, I can drink it. I don't think it, like, again, I don't think it's bad. It's just not,
well,
you know.
We still got a few. We never did do finish, other than that I thought it was pretty short. Now, do you get anything on the finish? I know you're letting me lead the way, but.
Yeah, soap. Tastes like a mixture of Dial. Yeah, Dial Irish, soap.
And Irish Spring. Okay.
No, I'm not getting much Irish Spring. Just, you know, like, you know, Dial soap?
Yeah, not specifically.
That's the finish I kind of get on it. A little bit of Dial.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't get Dial. I personally think it's pretty short.
It is short.
Yeah, definitely short. So, and I get a little bit of, I still get the fruit and I get a little bit of smoke on it. Just a hint of smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't argue with that. So there's a little bit.
Just, yeah.
Not you a know, lot. I will say this though. I will say that for me personally, this has to have ice.
Yeah, I prefer it with ice as well. Yep.
Well, a lot of times for me on the whiskeys, it'll be a preference.
Sure.
This is almost like this is mandatory.
Okay. Yeah. So this is not a neat drink for Rant. Rant's like, no neat. I don't do neat on this.
No. Yeah, it has to.
And I could do it. I could do it neat for sure, but I just like
better chilled.
I threw get more out of it.
My vodka.
What? He went to get ice. I bet. So he said something about vodka. So all of you that are still listening, while Rant just leaves, he is now associated this with crappy wine and vodka. I'm not going to go there. This is way better than any wine or any vodka. And yes, I think a cube, a rock.
Yeah, hey, I'm back.
No one cares. I've just been, you fucking ditch me every episode. Like,
work. I mean, you can edit it. I had to run out.
I don't want you to edit it.
I said I'll be right back.
I like the raw and filtered. So you said you were saying something about vodka, and I was just simply letting the listeners know that you've now associated this with shitty wine and vodka.
I don't like it.
There you go. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, I thought I did. I thought I was pretty clear about it.
Well, no, I'd just rather you come out and say, I don't like it versus, you know what? Because this is better than fucking any wine or shitty vodka.
I don't know, man. It's kind of like, you know, when you, like, most people can kind of pick up on something if you're like, man, you're fat and breast stinks.
Well,
most people would be like, you know, I'm thinking maybe he don't like me.
Well, I know, but there's a lot of people that don't know you or know your personality and just be like, you know, just say it then. You don't like it. That's fine.
Okay. I don't like it.
Hey, Rand, do you like it?
No, I do not like it.
Okay. So Rand doesn't like this. And I'm not going to, I already wrote down what I think he's going to rate it. This isn't going to be a Teeling rating or anything because he'll drink it. But this, if it's available again, probably would pass on the next Juveniles limited edition, which is totally a fine.
I
right?
like the bottle.
Well, I like the bottle. I like the company. I like the story.
I do too. Yeah.
And here's the thing. Yeah. Am I going to pound this and empty the bottle in a week? No. This is going to sit up there and it's going to be nice. And, you know, going into winter, fall that we're going into too, this is not a winter, fall scotch at all.
Yeah, what is this then?
You know, I would probably drink this like when it's hot out and, you know, it gets really hot on my side of Colorado, you know, up into the hundreds and stuff. And if I just wanted a scotch,
this would probably be good mixed.
You're just going to mix a $140 bottle of scotch with some Coke or something. What the fuck, you know, what are you going to make with it?
I'd probably mix it with some Sprite or 7-Up or Squirt.
So, hey.
And maybe put a mint leaf in there.
Hey, Rand. Yeah. Just put the cork back in this bottle and keep it to cover. When I come back over, I'll get it from you. Because if you're going to mix this with Sprite and Squirt and shit, that's embarrassing. Come on. You just embarrass yourself.
I'm not embarrassed myself. I mean, dude, it's like, Sorry, Compass Box. I'm normally like, I thought they were going to hire me. They're done with me.
Nope. This is not going to deter me at all. Yeah. This is not my favorite Compass Box at all whatsoever.
No, it won't deter me at all either. I still really dig their products. And like I said, I mean, this isn't, I'm just kind of kidding around here and stuff, but it's not terrible. It's just not, you know, it's just not something I enjoy. But that's fine. I mean, that's part of like trying different whiskeys out and trying, you know, I mean, you have to try everything to find out what you like and what you don't like, you know?
Absolutely. And there are so many scotches and different things, different taste profiles that come from there. It's crazy, crazy. I mean, we've just tried three and they probably make 10 other scotches and I guarantee all of them are going to taste different than this one. But I'm not going to stop trying them because I want to try them.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. Yeah,
I mean, if you hit on every third one for me, I'm okay. And granted, yeah, this isn't my favorite Scotch or my favorite Compass Box, but I will definitely drink this bottle. I definitely will. So
I'm just, you know, my thing when I'm looking at these drinks, and I've said it numerous times on the shows, and it's you know, there's a certain bias that I have, and I really put a premium on whiskeys that are interesting, that are a little different, that have some depth to them. I enjoy different flavor profiles. I enjoy, you know, what they can do with just the different barrels to bring out all these different, you know, flavors that you experience. When I don't get that, then it just usually comes across as being basic.
Sure.
You know? It's like somebody you meet, you know, a girl or a guy, whatever you're into, or, you know, and it's like, there's just not a lot to them. It's,
yeah.
You know, they just doesn't excite me that much. You're just kind of basic. You're basic.
Did you just call me basic?
No, I didn't say you're basic, but I'm saying like in that scenario, you know, it's just like, okay, great. You know,
really? Cause it sounded like you just called me basic. That's fine. No,
man, I didn't call you basic.
I am complex.
I call juveniles basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, say,
you know, like I said, I know I've been kind of critical on it, but out of the various Compass Boxes we have tried, this one by far is the most disappointing that I've had. I don't find anything interesting about this at all.
Okay. Yeah. That's totally, I mean, granted. Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. I hope we try whiskeys that we don't all love. We just can't. I mean, if we loved everything, I think credibility would kind of go out the window.
Yeah. It's still better than Teeling.
Well, yeah. Well, wow. Okay.
That's, yeah. Well, no, I do. I think it is better than Teeling for sure.
Yeah. Teeling was, I'm sorry. Yeah. Teeling, they're probably going to like take us to court for defamation of product, but damn. Okay. We've just had one Teeling though. So if we try another Teeling, hopefully it's better, but the single malt, it was not a happy experience.
Yeah.
I'll totally try that one. What we've added the last few weeks is occasion.
Yes.
Like, I think you've almost already covered this, though.
I covered occasion?
Well, yeah. You kind of said, like, pre-dinner or post-dinner. You're just, you know, in the study. Yeah. Or if you have something else, that's fine. You know, this is not going to be like a cigar night. I mean, I know you don't smoke or anything. But, you know, if you guys like scotch and cigars... The cigar will totally overpower the scotch, by the way. You won't taste anything after a cigar. Just FYI.
Yeah, this is...
It is a mild scotch.
Mild and sweet.
Sweet, yes.
Yeah.
And fruity and floral. Those are the four things I would give it. Occasion, yeah. It reminds
me of, like, if I ever had to shave my beard off, I would drink this.
Oh, so, occasion, depressing moment.
Emasculation.
You've used that word a lot this week in text form.
Oh,
I know.
Too soon. I'm sorry. Too soon. Too soon.
It's fine. I had.
Oh, no, that was a little. I should have done that. That was mean.
That was kind of mean. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I had to take a vast majority of the length off my beard for. I don't even really want to go into it, but anyway, I took about 3.5 inches off my beard, which was depressing.
Yeah.
And so.
And then I was kind of like making the correlation between maybe why you enjoy this
yes
style of scotch more than me.
Yeah. And it's not sitting well with me.
Oh man.
That's okay. It's totally fine. I'm good.
Kidding. You know I'm kidding. Come on, man.
Yeah, totally.
I was supporting you, so come on.
Yeah, totally supportive. And it wasn't fun getting my beard hacked off. But I still have a beard. It's just, you know, instead of 4.5 inches, it's an inch. And then it wasn't fun. So your occasion was that.
You're like those sheep that they get out, you know, they let them out all year and they grow their big coat and then they got to bring them in there and shear off all the wool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like the sheep after they take all the wool off it.
I am that sheep.
Yeah.
I am that sheep. And my beard hair was about as white as the sheep's. So. Yeah.
Make a sweater out of it.
I should have thought of that.
Yeah. Grows back though, man. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's gonna grow back. I'm not worried about it. I told him, you know, I'd do it for that, and then we'll move on from there. So your occasion was beard getting cut off, emasculation. not a great occasion, but if I'd have had this on Wednesday night, I probably should have opened it then. I'm going to go with something, I'm going to go with a black tie event.
Like a funeral?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really? Is that where you're black tie?
Asking. I didn't know if it was like, I'm just trying to.
It's almost like
like the opera.
Yeah, like a ball or something special. And I just think it's light and it's creamy and inoffensive. And I think people would feel special with the little ball and the packaging and just be like, oh, it's a limited edition. So I just think people would get a kick out of it. That's, you know, like if we all went to your ball, the winter ball, whatever ball you always wanted to go to every year, you know, this is something.
World War
you know,
II ball.
Yeah. Not a disco ball.
No, World War II benefits wounded warriors.
Yeah. So after that, you're dressed up all night. You come home. You just like, this is what I would pull out, just be like, you know, try to, you know, impress some people and say, oh, you know, this were refined and elegant and that. So that would be mine.
Okay.
Instead of getting emasculated. So that's pretty dichotomous right there. That's on the ends of the spectrum, but that's okay.
It is all right. Yeah. It's so sweet, man. It's like a Zinfandel.
You know what? Stop right there.
Sorry.
Don't compare scotch.
Man, I'm telling you, this scotch is like it. There's a lot of wine similarities to it in the color, in the sweetness, in the nose.
It is surprisingly sweet for a scotch.
And yeah, man, that's like it is what it is with this. But that's what it reminds me of. Like, if you had a choice between like a white wine or this, that's my association. White wine.
You know what? All right, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to go look up the flavor profile.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, we always do this because
I'm excited.
Okay, so number one.
Okay.
Creamy vanilla.
I get creamy. I don't know if I'd say vanilla, but maybe.
I didn't get then spicy. I totally agree with this.
Spicy?
Just. Okay, so I get like the creamy mouthfeel. Then I get, like I said, I think I said rye-ish.
Yeah.
And I think that might be the spicy. I'm just saying, just a touch. I mean, this doesn't last long. And then sweet.
Yeah,
definitely sweet.
Yeah.
Coconut, which I don't get any fucking coconut.
I'm not getting any coconut.
Smoky, which.
Super minimal.
Super minimal on the end there. And then. It says grain. And I don't know. I guess I just don't chow on raw grain to know what it tastes
grain?
Like.
Grain?
Grain.
What kind of grain?
It just says grain. I think it's
just. And the only time I ever hear anybody say grain is when they're talking about feeding horses.
Yeah, exactly. Grain. It's not like I go out there pre-malting and fucking chow on some grain. I don't know that. Then we got oak, port, and fruit.
Well, it gets like wines.
I don't get much oak. The fruit I got, I thought the fruit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I know you're like giving me a hard time, but a lot of my description of this is reminding me of a wine is what you just described.
Well, sort of.
Okay. Port.
Well, yeah, port.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Creamy.
Creamy. Yeah, those are good. But in this instance, I probably they have fruit like way, way, way down here is like one of the minimalist.
I put fruit way up towards the top.
Yeah, I would switch coconut, which was the fourth one. Yeah,
there's no coconut. Come on, man.
I don't think so. I put that at the very end and put fruit there personally. I mean, if you get coconut
out of that, you're a damn liar.
I don't get coconut out of this.
There's no coconut in there.
Yeah, dude. Plus, I fucking hate coconut. Like,
well, it's not in there. There's no coconut.
So,
we got a little bit of passion fruit, maybe a bit of kiwi.
No, I don't get the coconut. I don't get the grain. Oak. I think oak should be at the bottom. I almost get no oak. Port. I mean, I could see port before any of this other stuff. I still don't get it, but I got creamy. I don't necessarily say vanilla. I mean, I guess you could say vanilla, but I think the vanilla just goes right into the sweetness because vanilla is sweet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like a lot of, and you know that. I mean, we've been doing a number of these reviews, and one of the first things we always say is vanilla. But I'm getting a lot of that, you know. But that's not this. It's
no, I get the creamy in the mouthfeel because it is like mouth coating, and it kind of is creamy. So. I get the sweetness, but I don't get vanilla.
No.
Per se. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm going to say spicy. I said rye is characteristics. I'm just going to. It says spicy. That's fine. I don't get sweet. We got a little bit of smoky. We got the fruit. So that's fine. That's I'm perfectly happy with that.
Yeah. I think we hit on, there wasn't a whole lot to hit besides a couple they made up. If we take those out, there's only like three. Okay. So what, how many flavors did they list?
Let's see. They list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. Nine.
Okay, give me the most ridiculous ones.
Grain.
Take that out. Okay.
And coconut.
Okay, so that left 7.
7.
And so, out of those 7, it was vanilla, oak, sweet.
Yep.
What else?
Spicy and fruit and port.
Okay, well, I think that's 6, isn't it? Whatever.
Whatever. So we hit 1, 2. I between the two of us, we got fruit, creamy. I said rye, so I'm going to count that as sweet. Sweet, smoky. We said a touch of oak, just a touch, but not much. And that's about it. So we didn't get port, grain, or coconut.
No, I said it reminded me of a wine. I said it almost like could have been like a port. I thought I said that at some point.
You might have.
Yeah, I think I did.
So, anyway. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, I'll take, but some of that shit's fucked up. Grain, I just don't like that
flavor wheel that they just gave is actually weak. To say grain, I mean, what kind of grain? I mean,
exactly.
What are you talking about? That's a cop out. Sweet is kind of a cop out too. I mean, yeah, it's sweet, but what kind of sweet? I mean, is it, you know, is it, you see what I'm saying? I mean,
right. I think the coconut and grain could be tossed. I mean, I get no coconut. And
this isn't overly spicy. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. I don't think it's overly spicy.
I mean, there's a little bit if they're trying to say like, you know, some heat from it. But yeah, that's going to be from, you know, I mean, it's still a whiskey. There's still ethanol in there. So, of course, you're going to get some of that. But I don't get like an actual like pepper or just not.
And I get it so far up front and not for a long time. I just get it like, bam.
Yeah,
I get it.
Very first sip it.
Yep. It's right up front. And I don't think it's that pronounced. I just got it.
No. Yeah.
So this whiskey is rated fairly high, but not, I mean, it's a
let's go with our numbers before we check anything of anybody
else. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so. Hold on here. I am going to, okay, I just wrote down what I think you're going to rate it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready or do you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm with you. This wasn't my favorite, but I did like it more than some. I'm going to give it a 7.1.
Wow. I didn't think you were going to go that low.
Well,
I hope I didn't influence your rating.
No. I guess what influenced me was, you know, I poured the second glass, and while I do enjoy it and I wouldn't pour it out, I'm just saying it's not even close to the other spice boxes. So, and just, you know, I'm trying to put it in perspective of things I've liked and haven't liked. And I like this fine, but like you said, I don't think I'd buy it again. I'll drink the bottle, but I won't buy it again.
Okay, I'm going to give it some props because I enjoy the presentation. Man, I don't even know. This is hard, man. This is a hard number for me to give it.
Yeah.
I think because I normally don't rate anything this low.
Yeah, that's fine, but we got to rate stuff low.
No, I know that. I'm just saying I don't, you know, it's 6.5.
Okay. You know what I wrote down here?
No.
And I swear to God, I'm not lying. I wrote this down. Yeah. 6.6.
6.6, yeah. If it didn't have the label, I'd drop it down to about a 6.2, 6.3.
Yeah, I mean, packaging, yeah, certainly obviously influences people. And it's,
I'm going to be, for me, if it's in the sixes, I'm just like, I don't even care. It's like rating a turd. I mean, oh, I got this turd versus that turd. What am I like? Is it a five? Is it a six? I don't care. I would never buy this again. If somebody bought this for a gift for me, I'd just say, you know what? Just keep it. Like, give me a milkshake instead.
Wow.
Yeah. What did I give Teeling?
Four.
A four?
Yeah, we gave Teeling a four.
Okay, this is a five. I don't even care. It's right. Like, if I had a choice between, if I had to choose between Teeling or this, I'd go with the Teeling because it's cheaper.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awful. It's yeah, I don't like it at all. Give it a, really? Lower my score. I give me a, give it, put it at a six. I don't even care. I would put this and do never buy again. Whatever ranking that has to be. Put that next to me.
Right next to your rating. Yeah. Never buy again.
Never buy again. Never. Never.
Well, I certainly wouldn't pay $140 for it. But if I got it as a gift, I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't even pay $30 for this.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm being dead honest. I wouldn't pay $20 for this. If I could choose between a bottle of regular Jameson and this, give me the Jameson. Okay. Yeah, like if you were playing like White Santa or whatever, or what do they call that? Secret Santa, not White Santa. Man, you got to be careful. You're trying to get me in trouble, aren't you? Anyway, yeah. If I was playing Secret Santa and I got a bottle of this and you had a bottle of like regular, just regular Jameson, I would trade you.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey,
give me that Jameson, man, here. Here's your $125 bottle of juvenile garbage. Trash. Don't like it at all.
Wow.
Yeah, terrible.
I'll definitely stick with my 7.1.
Yeah. Not me, man. This, so far, this is the worst whiskey I have tried outside of Teeling, and I'm not sure which one's worse. Yeah.
Do you have any more? Do you have any more Teeling?
No. I think I drank it.
Mix that with Coke. Yeah. Okay. It's fine.
I can drink this too. I'll mix it with Coke, man. I mean, something. This is awful.
Why? I am sorry that it was not good for you.
No, it's not sorry. It's just not good. I don't like it at all. I got to be fair. If I gave Teeling a four, this is a five. Put me down for a five.
Wow, we went from 6.5 to six. Yeah, now to a, that was five. Being
way too generous, man. Put it at a five. Let's call a spade a spade.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of experience going this low.
No, you don't have to apologize for anything. Nothing. You didn't like the scotch. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
So this is actually
a limited edition and they never reproduce it again. It's a
fairly highly rated scotch. So the average is 8.8, which I think is way too high.
Way too high. This is not good. I think it's garbage. I don't think it's garbage, man.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. Well, somebody gave it a 10 and it wasn't very complex and smooth. I wish I bought another bottle.
How the hell is it complex? Even the damn flavor profile wheel is not complex.
Hey, listen, man, we all got different taste buds and maybe
that guy's it's complex. Looking at a basketball saying the shape's complex. Damn.
All right. I'm going to move on before you just start going off. Mild nose with a great surprise when it hits the front of the mouth, like a spice bomb going off. mellows out as it gets back of the mouth, and then an easy finish going down. One of my favorite blends.
Oh, God. That guy's a damn liar.
Oh, man.
I don't like it.
Well, there's nothing below an 8 in here, so I can't even read those. So.
Okay, well.
Damn, man. You're like going off on Compass Box. I don't think it was that bad, for God's sakes.
Okay, well, you know, hey, that's why everybody's entitled to their opinion, man.
Yeah, but I know, but I mean, now you're like, I'd rather lick the bottom of somebody.
It's not good. I don't want to try to sit here and tell people that this product's better than it is. There's nothing. I don't find it.
Yeah, good. If you have $140, I probably wouldn't recommend this. I'm not going to lie. You can get 2 bottles or 3 bottles of other stuff that you'll probably enjoy better. This is what
you're going to do. You're going to take your money. You're going to buy a $20 bottle of Jameson and go buy a $100 steak. That's what I'd do.
That's what I'd do.
Would you not? Okay.
That's what I'd do. Shoot.
Okay. Well, you got your $100 bottle of crap and a hamburger, and I can enjoy my Jameson and a steak.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm not going to say I'm going to pay $140 for this, but you said you wouldn't even pay 20. I'd definitely pay 20.
I would not pay 20. And you know me, $20, I'll pay 20. I mean, 20, like, whatever, 20 yeah. bucks. But I enjoy Jameson, no offense to Compass Box, but on this specific product, I would choose, and I like Jameson, so that's part of it, but I would choose Jameson over this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd take Maker's Mark over it, Jack Daniels, anything. Yeah.
Okay. You know that expression where there's a horse that's not alive anymore and you keep kicking at it?
Yeah, beating it.
Yeah, maybe enough's enough, because now John Glazer is probably going to come out here and backhand you as your ass personally. Whatever.
Hey, man, you know what? He needs to get some like constructive criticism. Like,
yeah.
Other does. Other products. Maybe if he didn't set the bar so high, it wouldn't be such a disappointment.
There you go.
Yeah, I love their stuff. I do. I'm getting ready to order more of it. But this is a miss. Big time strike, in my opinion. That's all. It happens to everybody, man. You got to learn from your mistakes. Move on.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's – I mean, since Rant is 100% not on board with this, which is totally fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. There really is no point in continuing the night. So, fuck him. And his stupid fucking...
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, that was horrid.
Yeah, that was fine. Oh, man,
what it got me in the mood for?
What?
A little bit of, like, Texas whiskey.
Yeah, this is not Texas whiskey. But you know what? Nope. You know what tonight is?
What?
Our 14th whiskey night.
Wow, that's impressive, man.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. We should throw this trash out the window and grab a bottle of real whiskey and celebrate our 14th anniversary.
That's fine. What do you want to celebrate with? We can have another celebratory.
I don't know. I'm going to grab anything that get this out of my mouth.
Go grab some. It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Just go grab some.
Right back from my extensive collection.
I'm going to get something too, but I have stuff here in my office.
All right.
Phenomenal. It's going to blow his mind. Yeah, I know, people. I just got bottles of whiskey in my office or whatever you call it, my man cave, my studio, whatever. It doesn't matter. What does Superman call this? Fortress of Solitude. That's what this is. I don't want him to tell me what he's trying yet. I'm not going to tell him what I'm trying yet because he doesn't have any of this left. So what I poured, if he's not back yet, is I poured Teeling. Which, by the way, we both fucking hated. It was our third whiskey night. It was god-awful. So, I'm going to try it again. Because I actually save my whiskey, unlike Rant. Who, we're working on him. He'll get his collection up. And eventually, what I'm going to do here in the next... probably not going to be for a while. Take pictures. Oh, nothing. I was just telling him what I poured for myself. I'm not going to... Don't tell me what you poured.
Oh, okay.
I just have one. Have we had it at whiskey night yet?
Yes.
Okay, me too. So.
Okay.
All right. Here it is to our 14th whiskey night.
Well, I haven't even poured yet.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, man. What were you doing?
Man, I was trying to decide. It's a big occasion.
Oh, it is a big occasion.
Yeah. Sorry, I put a little bit of thought into our celebration. It means so much to me.
It don't be like that.
Oh, okay. Let's celebrate because this smells so good. I can't wait.
Okay. So here is the our 14th whiskey night. What do they say? Sláinte.
Well, I'm going to say cheers.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Or skull.
Yeah. Skull? What does that mean?
Oh, God. Thank goodness.
You know what? Okay. So what did you bring out?
Do you want to guess?
I can only let me guess. Yeah, I do want to guess. I really do want to guess.
Okay.
I do. So, okay. There's that. Nope. Not going to be that. Did you Yellow Rose?
Nah, man. That stuff's gone already.
Jesus Christ. Did you find some Spaniard?
No. But I think I have to find some.
Rabbit hole? What?
Oh, you crack me up. You kill me.
What?
Do you think Rabbit Hole would still be left? It was like 2 months ago.
Oh, Jefferson?
No.
Spice Tree?
No.
What?
Willets.
Oh, you had some left?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
that other stuff doesn't last that long, man. I like to have a few, a couple of whiskeys every night.
I really did enjoy Willets. It was good. Yeah. You know what I poured?
What?
Oh, God. Dude, I'm so glad I did. I poured Teeling again, and it is still utter trash.
Man, so for celebrating our 14th episode, you went and poured Teeling.
Well, only reason why is because you put this 1 point above Teeling. So I thought, I'm going to pour, I had Teeling right here. I don't know why, probably because I don't care what happens to it. And I thought, I'm going to pour it just to see. But you know what?
Yeah.
If I was to re-rank Teeling, I'd probably even go down from a 4.
It's down in the 3s.
Yeah. I'm putting this down as almost unpalatable.
Teeling was wretchedly bad. Again, we haven't had all of them, but I thought it was god awful. I mean, horrible. Blech.
Nasty. Single malt, literally, you know what it tastes like?
No.
Burn. And then once the burn is done, it tastes like French fried ass. Like, I'm like,
yes. Yeah. I know that quite well.
Bitter, no finish, soapy taste. Terrible. Oh, God.
Terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
So now I might even go up on Compass Box after that fucking excursion.
No, I think you should just lower Teeling.
Yeah, Teeling. I'm crossing out the 4 with a big ass fucking X, and I'm putting 3.
Yeah.
God, what trash.
That's the thing, though. It still holds the record as the worst whiskey that we've tried on Whiskey Night.
I mean, like, literally, like, there's a bunch of whiskeys I already know I don't like. And this isn't talk about, I just don't like Sour Mash as much, and I don't like Jack Daniels much. I would take Jack Daniels any day. I would take fucking Seagram 7. I mean, I would take.
Oh, speaking of which.
Yeah.
Remember that one Canadian rye that you left us?
Yeah.
That sucked ass.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. What was the name of it?
Tap Rye.
Garbage. Rye.
Was it?
Garbage. Trash.
I had an account give me that bottle. Obviously, we know why. It didn't sell and it was old.
So. Oh, it's so bad. You should just give it back to them. I mean, it's garbage. I'd use that stuff as like clean parts off my car, on my car. It's like hand sanitizer. It's just trash.
Really? Okay. Yeah, well, good trash. To know. I'm glad I haven't opened it yet.
Like, I don't even drink it. I don't even know. Can Canada even make a whiskey?
Yeah, they have Gooderham and Wart's. I know it's a 4-grain whiskey and it is delicious.
I might have to go and find it because all their stuff I've tried is just trash.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Canadian whiskey, but we should try Gooderham and Wart's just because. Well,
but you know what? We should do that. We should like try to find it because I'm trying to be open-minded. And I'm like every whiskey they make can't be garbage. There's got to be some hope out there for it. But every time I try one, it's like, God, this is trash. It is garbage.
I know they have it at your liquor store because I saw it there last time.
Is it? Okay, I'm going to look at it.
And it's not expensive. I mean, it's like $40 or something like that.
Okay.
But I actually trash. Like...
It's not trash?
I don't think it's trash. So I have a liquor store that they have to carry it to get some of the allocated items from that portfolio.
Okay.
And I bet you they bought 2 6-packs, and I probably have purchased 9 of the 12 bottles.
Really?
It's like my go-to whiskey, yeah.
Okay.
I really like it.
Well, I'll try it.
Yeah, so we could try that, but yeah, we need to flashback to Texas, which I'm all in on.
Yeah, man, I need to get back. I need to have something that tastes good. This shook me.
Yeah, it did. It did shake you, which is rare.
I know. Since last time I tried teeling.
So I'm flipping through our book, the book, and that is my second lowest rating. And that's my third lowest rating. That's your second lowest rating.
Yeah, teeling's still worse than that. That's for sure.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? I'm saving this teeling. So when you come out, I can revisit you on the horribleness.
Thanks. That gives me something to look forward to. But in all honesty, I was thinking of Burning Chair. I wasn't a huge fan of Burning Chair, but I like Burning Chair way more than that Juveniles.
So, yeah, which I was just looking at. So, Burning Chair, I gave a 7.3. You gave a 7.6.
Yeah.
Rabbit Hole the next week, which was the straight bourbon, which is I gave a 7.3. You gave a 7.5.
Yeah.
Then we get into like Whistle Pig, Piggyback Rye.
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't really, you gave it a 7.5. I gave it a 7.0. I didn't really like that one much.
You know what, though? I think, again, that gets into like one of those things where, You're not a huge rye fan.
Right.
I like rye whiskeys more than you. You like scotches more than me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. It's like when I have a scotch and I really like it, like the Spaniard. That's why I think it stands out so much. I mean, it's one of my favorite whiskeys, right? And it's still a scotch. Yeah. I really, really enjoy it. And there's other scotches I enjoy as well. But my point is that I guess it when I have one that I like, they stand out a little bit for me. And I think
for sure
probably be for you with ryes because you don't necessarily enjoy them as much that when you do have a rye that is unique or stands out a little bit, it really stands out.
Absolutely. For sure. So, I mean, in like with all whiskeys, everything, it's all subjective, right? So subjectively, Compass Box Juveniles is not Rand's go-to. He is never going to go back to it.
Oh, man. I'd have to, like, what would be worse? If I had to drink Juveniles all night or watch the Broncos-Jets game?
You'd watch the Broncos-Jets game.
I'd probably take the Broncos-Jets game. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. It's fine. Yeah, let's wrap it up. Okay. So, you know, this week we tried Compass Box Juveniles, our third Compass Box. And again, it wasn't our favorite. It's going to be somebody's favorite. You can tell by the ratings it gets online that a lot of people really like it. Rant gave it a 5.0. I gave it a 7.1. At its price point, well, Rant said if it was $20, he wouldn't buy it. But yeah, we probably pass on this. And we're still in the game for Compass Box. We're going to try some more down the line. And
yeah, let next us know, week, man. If you try it and you're a huge fan, I want to hear from you. I mean, tell me I'm an idiot. I don't care.
Email us.
Yeah.
Tell us on Instagram, whatever. Tell us like, you know what? That stuff's the best stuff I ever had. That's great. Awesome.
But let me know why. Like,
yeah.
Like,
why?
Tell me what you're picking up in that. That's just so remarkable. That's really what I want to know.
Yeah.
And
for
if you
sure.
Say, I'm blocking you.
Rant is. So yeah, it's been a great night. We love Whiskey Night. We love trying stuff, even if we don't like it. We love exploring. We're going to explore. Where are we going to go? Are we going to go rye? Are we going to go back to Texas? We don't know yet. What do you think, Rand?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm leaning a little bit towards Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
What is it? The Sagamore rye?
Oh,
that was pretty good. I'd kind of like to maybe hit that up. So I think that's kind of where I'm leaning. One of those two. Yeah.
So next week, next Whiskey Night, we'll have something, you know, we kind of like, you know, we don't like to plan a whole lot because we don't like preconceived notions of what we're going to do and stuff. It'll be another entertaining night and you know what? We'll rate it how we rate it. We don't care.
Nope. Yep. It was good. I mean, it was a good night, man. I mean, it's whatever. You know, it's still whiskey night. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys do too. Yeah. That's the thing, you know, most important is just hanging out, having a good time. A little bit. And sometimes it's nice to, you know, you try something you really, you know, if you didn't like it, it's fine.
Yeah. And like we say, get a bottle of whiskey, grab some friends, have it, try it, enjoy it, talk about it. It's nothing better.
Love it. See you guys next episode.
Next episode.
This has been a Brothers with Beards production. Follow us on Instagram at BWB Whiskey Night. Email us with questions and or comments at cranky@bwbwhiskey.com or rant@bwbwhiskey.com. And remember to never drink and drive.